Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa gitna ng mga problema sa housing affordability, inilatag ng New South Wales at Victoria ang pinakabagong plano para matugunan ang nasabing krisis. Inanunsyo ng New South Wales Premier Chris Minns ang plano na ibahay ang mga essential worker ng gobyerno sa isang subsidized rate, habang kinumpirma naman ng Victoria Premier na si Jacinta Allan na magtatayo ng milyon-milyong bahay sa mga susunod na dekada. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Esam Al-Ghalib na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Lumabas sa isang international study na top-ranked ang Sydney at Melbourne sa mga lugar na impossibly unaffordable. Kabila ang dalawang estado sa top 10 most expensive places to live sa Chapman's University's Frontier Center for Public Policy's Demographia International Housing Affordability Report. Kamakailan ay inanunsyo ng New South Wales Premier na si Chris Minns ang plano upang mapagaan ang buhay, partikular sa mga essential workers na alukin ng rentang subsidized ang presyo.
Sydney is one of the most expensive cities in the world. It's been continuously rated one of the most unaffordable expensive cities in the entire planet for housing. And as a result of that, the government's made a decision to put a significant investment in building housing for people that work for the New South Wales government. Often that is young people who are beginning their careers as paramedics or police officers or nurses or teachers with the best of intentions, giving their professional lives to public service in the state.
Ayon sa planning minister na si Paul Scully na ang Government Residential Development Arm na Lancome ay makakatanggap ng pondo upang bumili ng apat na sites kung saan magtatayo sila ng 400 bagong build-to-rent na bahay sa susunod na 3 taon.
What this will do is provide money for Lancome to identify sites, to develop those units, to build on the work that they're doing already with build-to-rent pilots in on the south coast and in the northern rivers, which are proving to be very successful. This is Lancome doing what Lancome does best, making sure that there's housing available for workers. It was set up and since the 70s has delivered project after project after project, which has allowed thousands of people to get into homes.
Magiging available ang eligibility criteria, application details at eksaktong rental subsidy kapag malapit ng makumpleto ang unang proyekto. Ayon kay Chris Minns, ang pamahalaan pa rin ang nagmamay-ari ng mga bahay at ang rental income mula dito ay magiging available upang tumulong magpondo ng potensyal na pagpapalawak ng programa sa hinaharap.
A lucky few would get access to it, and that'd be great for them. But if we can reach more, particularly young people, we can expand the program and effectively make it self-fulfilling. I guess it's a long way of saying we don't want this initiative to stop here. We'd love to see profits reinvested into stage 2 and stage 3 of this project. That's not really possible if we made it, for example, 0.
Samantala sa Victoria, nilatag naman ni Premier Jacinta Allan ang plano na magdagdag ng 2.5 milyong bahay sa estado hanggang 2051. May mga espesipikong target ang bawat local government area. Ayon kay Kingston Mayor Jenna Davey Burns, magkakaroon ng talakayan ng mga council kasama ang pamahalaang estado tungkol dito. Aniya, kagaya ng Kingston, marami na ang naghahanda para sa kanilang partikular na housing strategy.
It's been a 6-year process. It's taken quite a long time because we wanted to make sure that we got the consultation with our community right. Our planning team have been working really hard to make sure that we are looking at the right types of builds, and that's something that's really important to me as mayor. When we look at that increase of buildings, we want to see places like this that create homes for people, that have the right light, that are built in the right locations in our activity centres. So we are working really hard to make sure that we can start to accommodate those bigger numbers of growth.
Habang tinatrabaho pa ang mga detalye, sinabi din ng Premier na sa ilalim ng draft plan ng pamahalaan, aabot naman sa 2 milyong bahay ang itatayo sa Metropolitan Melbourne at karagdagang 500,000 sa mga rehiyon.
These targets that we're releasing today are in draft form because this is the start of the discussion with councils but also with local communities about how we can look at using every lever possible to build more homes for more Victorians, but particularly in the right places.
Dagdag ng Premier, nais niyang maiwasan ang pressure na magtayo lamang ng bahay sa rayon o sa labas ng mga suburb ng Melbourne.
We know that there are spaces that can be opened up to build more homes so that young Victorians can have the opportunity to live close to family, live to close to where they grew up. But we also know we need to do this because it does help to take some of that pressure off families in those big growing outer suburbs of the state as well and of the city. They're currently, those outer growth areas are currently picking up all of the slack. That's not sustainable.
Sa ngayon ang Victoria ang may pinakamalaking annual population growth sa mga estado ng bansa. Ayon kay Premier Allan, mahalaga ang mga plano upang matugunan ang demand.
Melbourne and Victoria's population is going to grow and continue to grow significantly over the decades ahead. And we need to take a long-term view for that long-term change that is coming to our city and state.
Samantala, sinabi naman ni Mayor Jenna Davy Burns na hindi dapat mabahala ang mga tao sa kung papaano maabot ang nasabing mga plano.
We know that it takes time for communities to really absorb some of those bigger numbers, and I can appreciate that for some people it might look a bit scary initially on paper. But what we're trying to do at Kingston is show that through our housing strategy, we've put that growth in the right places around our activity centres and making sure that some of those quieter, leafy streets remain that way so that people feel that their neighbourhoods are still protected while still accommodating that growth. And I think Cheltenham is a really great example of what we've done.
Nais niyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.